Okay, Carol, I got Nancy, Michael, and then you, Carol. Nancy, you have the floor. Are you done, James? I'm sorry.
I am, thank you, yes.
Okay. Nancy, you have the floor.
Okay. I wanted to say that the bylaws does not require this, but the spirit of democracy does. And we were elected by the membership. I don't want to repeat, but we should do this LSD report. The GM report is in there. Pacifica GM job description. He must do a monthly report in which half the time is for the callers. So this is not being done at many of the stations. This needs to be done. You know, people are not, the GM cannot refuse, but the LSPs, they don't have to do this. They're not forced to do this, not so far. So if they don't want to face people, their questions or criticisms or whatever, that they don't have to. We don't force our LSPs to do this unless we want to make a rule that you have to. But what if the congressional members could escape from criticism or from questions from their own constituents? That person would not be able to be elected. That's all.
Okay. Michael DDY from BAI, you have the floor.
Yeah, William Harawagon was just talking about how WBAI is endeavoring to do a lot of this stuff, and yes, we are grappling with it. I'm actually, I think, scheduled on the next report to the listeners, we've had several of them. However, I don't think that WBAI, which is grappling with exactly what our requirements should be, would appreciate this end run where a minority faction goes up to the PNB and then the PNB directs downward to us exactly how we're going to handle these questions when, you know, the local governance is part of democracy, and these are things that we're trying to work out and how to do it best. And this is very, you know, highly, highly prescriptive and a very preemptive way. You know, we talk about, you know, avoiding top-down governance. You know, we're supposed to be bottom-up, and that's the whole concept of listener democracy, bottom-up democracy, and this contravenes that. This is antithetical to this. You have a minority going to the PNB trying to dictate exactly what we're going to do on the local level, and I don't think the WBAI, which is in the lead, would appreciate all of this dictatorship.
Okay.
Yeah, William,
thank you. Okay, I got you, William. Thank you for your comment, Michael, and the last piece was an opinion, and I just want everybody to know that. Carol Wolfley, you have the floor from KPFA.
Dictatorship.
Excuse me. I have the floor, I think, Dwayne. Is that right?
Yes, you do.
Oh, yes,
go
ahead
and speak. Please, let me chair the meeting, folks. And then, Carol, you have the floor.
I want to say, Lawrence, I really appreciate your concern that we're on the cliff. And I think that, to me, is something really important. One of the things that I have seen at KPFA and at the stations, sometimes I've heard excellent promotions, excellent fundraising techniques. And if we want to make money and get support and have people understand, we need to have a clear, well-produced message to the listeners about what we need. And we need to have that be clear, not confusing, because I agree with what Beth was saying before. I don't think this is going to get us where we want to go. We need to carefully be producing the message to get support and have people understand the importance of Pacifica and the importance of each station. And each station is different. Somebody made a comment about playing music or something. Well, you know, some stations do have a lot of music, and maybe they have a different kind of audience. KPFA listeners are not going to want to hear this. because they're interested in political programming, public affairs. They want to hear about the issues that are in front of us. And so we want to be able to determine what goes on the air for our station that's appropriate for our listeners based on what the feedback we're getting from our cabs, from our local station boards. And we do have a functioning direct way for people to get email. It seems that if a station doesn't have email from the listeners to the local station board, that's a local station board issue that should be taken up at a local station board meeting. Thank you.
Thank you for respecting the time, Carol. William, you wanted the stack, right?
Yes.
You have the floor, sir.
Okay, thank you. I don't really like to mention names. I don't think we're supposed to, but there was a comment about
please try not to.
This motion that I presented is some kind of top-down thing, and it's we're trying to make orders, and this is not the kind of thing we're supposed to do. The very first part of the resolution, the first paragraph that says to resolve anything, says that something, let's see, I think I have it here, let me think, that except at stations where a regular local station board report process which allows each LSB member an equal opportunity to appear, already exists. The interim executive director, will do this, will do that. If the method already exists, then this motion doesn't apply to you. So for this supposed majority, it doesn't apply to you. And the PNB is supposed to be the ones running Pacifica, not some local majority. Thanks.
Thank you.
Point of inquiry.
Okay. Parliamentary inquiry, is that what you asked for, Michael?
I'm inquiring whether William just said that this doesn't apply to WBAI. It only applies to the other stations.
Hold on, William. The way I interpret that, in saying that there's a section in this motion that if LSBs have the mechanism and the processes functioning, then the mandate would not apply to them. Is that a reasonable answer for you, Michael, or do you need William to answer?
I think William said that. I'm not sure he said, but I think he's saying that WBAI is already in compliance, and so it's only going to apply to other stations.
Is that what you said, William?
I think the motion says something like that. It says if you already have a process, then the interim executive director isn't going to tell you to follow this new or this better or different process, whatever it is.
You call it instruction.
WBAI instruction. Or any other station that has a report to the listener from the LSB will not be affected. They will just go on with what they're doing.
James, of the request for information.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on, James. Are you done, William?
I'd like to say again that the PNB has the absolute responsibility, not just a nice thing to do, to make sure that there's communication going on with the listeners, between the LSBs and the listeners. Thank you.
Thank you, William. James, state your request for information or your comment.
Thank you, Lawrence, and I apologize to William. I didn't mean to step on you. When you paused, I thought you were done. And I wanted to ask William, from what he read, it sounds like the implication there is that it would be the executive director who determines whether a particular station's process is sufficiently meeting the requirements of the motion. Is that right, William?
I don't think it's worded quite that way. It's the executive director will implement the motion if there is no process at BAI, for example, but there is. So it's not that they're making a decision. WBAI has a report to the listener, which is you can look at KPFTX or any other calendar. You can see it exists, and we have committees that talk about it and everything.
May I follow up, Mr. Chair?
Yes,
William will indulge me. Thank you.
Yeah.
William, I'm just wondering, you know, is there a gray area? You either have one or you don't, or is there you have one but it's not adequate and you have to – is there a gray area there? And if there is, who would be making the determination of whether it's adequate or not? And I apologize if that was previously read. I just wasn't sure from what you just read.
Yeah, if there's a process,
yes,
at a station, no, that gives every member of the LSB a chance to report, then that's it. I mean, there's no gray area. It isn't that, well, we only let four people report. I mean, you know, every member gets a chance to report. If that's the case, that's the case. There's no middle ground.
Nancy on the stack, please.
Hold on, Nancy. James, are you done?
No, yeah, that was my question. Asked and answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, James. Nancy, you'll be the last one unless we want to continue to bite this apple. Nancy, you have the floor.
The only weak point I see with this, I mean, this is a good motion now, but I would like to see this required LSB report to the listener and the constituents being able to question and talk to their elected representatives. This should be a bylaw and not dependent on a ED who thinks it's important or an ED or an IED that doesn't think it's important. It really should be in the bylaws. That's all. Thank you.
Okay.
This is James with one more bite. If no one
hold
else.
On. I'm going to take a little nibble real quick.
Please go.
If you want to, of course, there's a timeline for bylaw amendment, so that will be in order at that time, Nancy. James, you have the floor.
Yeah, I was going to move to postpone this until the next meeting. I heard several people comment that it needed more study or we needed more time to flesh it out, and I would personally like to have more time to look at it. So if appropriate, I'd like to move now to postpone any vote on this until our next meeting. I don't know.
Okay,
I apologize. I don't know if you had already planned on doing that or not.
Well, I was. That was one of my thought processes, but that motion is in order. No need for a second because we are in committee. I'm tempted to go to a vote just so we could all be on record because I think this is a very germane and critical motion. So, Eileen, can you please take the roll on the vote?
This is to postpone.
To postpone to next meeting, yeah.
Good, I was going to suggest the same thing. So, yeah, give me one second to get the right page up.
Can Eileen speak up a little louder, please?
Excuse me, you have
Yeah, Eileen, can you pipe up? Thank you, Nancy.
Oh, yeah, let me move my microphone. Sorry, I'm not used to this particular headset. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Is that a new headset?
Yeah, and the microphone tends to wander back over my shoulder.
Okay.
So, where's my page?
A motion to postpone to next meeting.
Okay.
Right. Which I think will be the first item on the agenda at the next meeting. That's what I move. Go ahead, Eileen.
Okay.
Take the vote.
Carol Wolfley.
Move to postpone. Yes, I vote to postpone.
Okay, yes. Dwayne Lark. All right, we'll come back to you, Dwayne. Eileen says yes. Beth, is Beth still here? Or she's gone?
No, she's gone.
Okay. James Baggerton?
Yes.
Yes. Lou Wolf?
Yes.
Yes.
Postpone.
Michael Adler is not here. Mike White? Michael White, I'm sorry.
Yes, postpone.
Okay. Nancy Saibara?
No.
No. Okay. Got it. Susan is not here. Ted is not here. William Hirweger?
Yes.
Postpone. And Lawrence, would you like to vote, Chair?
Can I vote last? Can you go back to Dwayne, please?
All right. Dwayne, are you there? How will you vote?
No to postpone.
You vote no.
Nobody's going to change
okay.
their mind.
Gotcha. Second. All right. That's six yes.
Arlene, and... I'm abstain.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, so the motion to postpone. I'm sorry, go ahead. You want to give the both totals, Annie?
Yeah, it's six yes and two no. One
okay,
abstention.
And one abstention. Okay, so the motion to postpone to next meeting, first item on the agenda for our next meeting passes. Okay. Second thing on the agenda, the next thing on the agenda. Nancy, can you summarize your email? Because it's very long, and I don't know if we have...
No, that won't work.
That won't work, right? So, Nancy, what you want to do? It's on the agenda, so whatever you want to do, Nancy.
Yeah,
I think...
Okay, so I think we have enough time to have another bylaw amendment process before the year ends, and then the LSPs will be changing their people. Some people will be term limited, and then
let me ask you
anyway.
Something, Nancy. Hold on, Nancy. Let me ask you something for the sake of equity. Do you want to read your email? For the edification of our listeners that are screaming.
I want to say the motion. The motion is to recommend, this committee recommends to the PNB to do another bylaw amendment process within this 2020 year. And
okay,
then
do you have that in writing?
14, yeah, it's written in there. And then they have around 13 places in the bylaws that I think need... a correction, and those are just, possible first drafts of a motion, and maybe some of them can be as they are, but these are things that I found that need to be addressed to, that the PNB could just look, and if they like them, they can work on them and present them in the bylaw amendment process. But the main thing is to get another bylaw amendment process started, and it will be 30 days notice, and then 30 days to vote. It'll be a little bit faster, and we can get this done before the end of November.
So, Nancy, you have a lot of
inquiry.
Hold on with your inquiry, Michael D.D. White. So, Nancy, you have a lot of articles and a lot of points in this motion. And right now you're just stating you're parsing it out. So can you submit in writing what you just parceled out? This way we could inform ourselves, please. Nancy, do you hear me? All right, go
yes,
ahead.
I'm looking for it.
Okay. Go ahead, Michael D.D. White from WBAI.
Yes, to amplify your point, I'm just confused about what is actually being proposed. I mean, to say that we want to have, a constitutional convention and open up the United States Constitution to amendment is not to say what we want to do. And I think there were 24, 22 points in the Nancy's email about things that, and I couldn't understand exactly what was being expressed. I don't even understand which would have to be necessarily bylaw amendments, and I didn't understand what her priorities were. And so I'm not really sure what's being proposed. So my inquiry is, what's really being proposed? And I think, Mr. Chair, that was your inquiry too.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping that Nancy can get to. Nancy, can... Because you were very clear on what you just stated. Can you provide that in writing and then put put the rest of your points as in a what they call that? Not an addendum, but preamble. If you could just mention those other points as a preamble and state your motion to have a bylaws amendment process for this year, for the 2020 year.
Yes.
You could email that to the committee.
Excuse me, point of order?
State your point of order.
Back. Are you going to recognize Nancy or me?
I didn't hear you, Eileen, but you haven't spoken, so I'll go to you first.
Thank you. I wrote back to Nancy after she sent this out to us, and I believe Carol did also. But my point was that I don't really understand. I mean, I appreciate the effort, and I thank Nancy for looking at the bylaws and, finding these various things that she thinks could be improved. I agree with some of them, not all of them, but I'm a little worried about the process. We have a bylaws review subcommittee that needs to be activated, and I think that subcommittee should have been involved in looking at these points and adding others. This seems a bit scattershot to me. So I would like to suggest that we activate that committee tonight, now, with actual tasks, next steps, and deadlines, that they convene and work on this stuff between now and the next meeting, and put these into some kind of order and ask for other people's input. You know, there might be other people who have seen bylaws that they'd like, that they'd like to discuss or change, leaving aside any other organized bylaws amendment packages. I'm not talking about that. So that is my feeling, that the process here is not what it should be, and it needs to be better organized, and we should make that happen.
Very good point, Eileen. Hold on one second. That's a very good point, Eileen. And I think we could schedule a convening of that subcommittee, of this committee. And we could refer Nancy's motion to that subcommittee for workshopping and for report out. Now, can we set a date to convene that subcommittee? Can we do it in 2 weeks?
No, this week.
You want to do it this week, Nancy? It's almost Friday already.
Okay. Look,
propose a date, Nancy. Propose a date.
This proposed bylaw amendment or bylaw committee, this has been going on for maybe 2 months or 3 months, and we're running out of time. And so I don't think we need to wait another month. How about have another meeting next week? Wednesday is open. And then this bylaw subcommittee could meet this week.
Next week, you mean?
And
you mean,
no, this
next
week.
Next Wednesday,
maybe
you
Saturday,
mean, right, Nancy?
Saturday or Friday or Saturday this week.
No,
then
I'm
we
sorry.
Have a meet,
I don't have much of a life,
have,
but I do have somewhat
have
of a life, Nancy.
You don't have to come, but I mean, we should be able to invite other Pacificans to this subcommittee, since it's not really this committee. But I put up because there's a lot of people with experience that even in many ways than in this committee.
Carol,
okay,
for
Nancy,
the stack.
Hold on, Carol. Nancy, take the reins and schedule. Come up with a date to schedule the meeting. Carol.
So how about?
Hold on. Let me go to Carol, and then I'll come back to you, Carol.
Thank you. So one of my concerns about this motion is that we talk about opinions, and we can all propose things based on our own opinion, but I think what's missing is documentation and research about what have been the problems and what we know about possible solutions, how where they have worked. For instance, if we were, as an example, to talk about the motion that we just covered from Mr. Hairwagon, then we could talk about, you know, when is the next meeting at WBAI, and let's all listen to it and see how it goes. Let's look at stats.pacifica.org and see how the listenership was after. Did it drop? Did it rise? Let's see if any new members came out of that. Let's see, you know, what kind of how the impact. Let's be responsible, and I think it would be unwise to rush into bylaws changes that aren't well researched, because as a secretary of a local station board, I can tell you it's a nightmare to deal with bylaws that are there that are not workable, and some of them aren't, and some of them are. So I would like to make a motion that if we propose bylaws changes, that they be researched and documented with facts.
Okay, that's not within the order right now, Carol. What's in order right now is Nancy's item on the agenda.
Well, so, I would like to propose that item on the agenda be documented with facts, so that it isn't just like this is what Nancy would like, but why it will be helpful, and that Nancy come back with a workable plan with details about why those things that she's saying, where it's worked, how it's worked, in terms of increasing finances and listenership.
Okay. So what I would say about that is that Nancy has put in a lot of work, and maybe this is something that we don't all agree with. But the fact is that she has put in a lot of work, and that this work is appropriate to refer to the subcommittee that's going to be looking at the bylaws. And so I think that's my decision. I like to see this work because there are workers, there are doers, and Nancy is both. So I would like to see this go to the bylaws subcommittee for edification. Nancy, have you set a date for that convening? Nancy?
Saturday, yes. Yeah, I'm looking at the Pacifica calendar, and this Saturday there is a 2 o'clock KPFA LSB, that's Eastern Time, and then there's a 7 o'clock p.m. KPFT Committee of Inclusion that I'm on. So somewhere in between there.
Can you please come up with a time, 3, 4?
Okay.
Nancy, can you come up with a time between those times?
How about 3 o'clock? Or 3 o'clock?
O'clock?
Three or two o'clock Eastern time? No?
On Saturday, right?
It's Saturday.
Okay. That's the proposal. I'm not going to be, I may be available. But so you could send out the credentials for that meeting. Anyone?
Is 4 o'clock better?
William,
did you say two? Hold on, William. 4 o'clock what? Eastern, Pacific, what?
Eastern.
4 o'clock, that'll be 1 o'clock. I have a 4-hour meeting on Saturday. Yeah, that's fine with me. William,
okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
William?
I was just going to say that I think the timing is not good, and might be cutting people out from either end of that the meetings that already exist.
Right. So are you looking to amend the meeting and the time, William?
Yeah, I don't know what was the date that was picked. Is that?
It's Saturday. She wants it to be this Saturday coming.
This Saturday.
Yeah, 2 o'clock Eastern time, or 4 o'clock Eastern time, I think. Right, Nancy?
That's what she said.
Okay.
This is James with a request for information.
Yeah,
just
William,
six
p.m. that day. So we
Eastern
don't,
is better?
Cut off. I think it's
okay.
Eastern, yeah. So
okay.
We don't cut off people from the earlier meeting.
Okay. Go ahead, James. State your request for information, please.
Thank you, Lawrence. I just want to know, do we already have this subcommittee established, or is this a subcommittee where anybody on this committee who shows up is then on the subcommittee? What's the structure here?
We impaneled it. It just hasn't been convened.
I see. And so theoretically, I would know if I'm on it.
Because we took volunteers. I know Beth is on it. I'm on it. I think Eileen's on it. Nancy's on it.
No, I'm not.
I don't remember if I volunteered or not. So if somebody sees that I am on it, could they please let me know? I appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure.
Question from Eileen.
Go ahead, Eileen.
I think we just said that somebody just said, maybe Nancy, do we want to get other people in, people who are not necessarily on the governance committee, but people who have experience and wisdom about bylaws. So I don't know how you want to do that, but if somebody knows who those people are and wants to invite them or, you know.
Right. So, Nancy, I'd like to amend your motion.
Yes. Public comment. They can talk in public comment.
What?
Those who are interested, it'll be posted, and then those that are, does the subcommittee meet a week in advance?
That was going to be my amendment. My amendment is that we meet on Wednesday, next Wednesday. That gives us time to recruit people, invite people, and it'll be a more reasonable time and date to do it, because Saturday is going to be tight for me, and I don't have to be there, but I did volunteer. But, you know, I don't have much of a life, but sometimes I do get an opportunity to get in the car and go down the coast. So, and that's
how
what I normally
you.
like to do.
I want to go in the car down the coast. You don't know how bad I want to go down.
What can I say?
In the car down the coast. Oh my God.
Well, it's a little cooler this week than last.
Yeah, it is.
I just want to go
anywhere.
Nancy,
are you okay with that? Are you okay with that?
Lawrence. KPFK has a finance committee meeting on that night, and it starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. So, what is that? Is that going to conflict?
That's 9:00. 9:00 Eastern.
No, 6 p.m. it says.
Oh, Eastern? So that's 3:00. Yes. So we could do it considerably after that. I'm not on that finance committee.
Oh, okay, but maybe some of the other people are, Mr. Adler or Beth, or I don't know.
No,
Beth is from Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's Los Angeles. Beth is not on it. Michael Adler's not on it, and Michael hasn't shown up to a meeting yet, which I'm a scolding for. But Beth is not on it. Michael's not on it. I'm not on it.
Okay.
So KPFK is not on it.
Okay, good. Then there's no other board meeting on that day, the 23rd. So let's schedule that. Do you want usual time?
Yeah, 8:30 Eastern.
Okay. If everybody's all right with that.
Yeah.
And that way we need to be posted today so that, and then people who want to join, I think if we open up for public comment and let those take turns for public comment about these bylaw amendments.
Well, Carol, you want to make this a public meeting? Nancy, you want to make this a public meeting?
Yes, so the public can join.
Okay. Carol?
Oh, yeah. So I was wanting to clarify, you know, we have meeting notices. So I wanted to see if people are planning on noticing this meeting, if it is a subcommittee and I also want to just again suggest that the subcommittee consider proposals in relation to are they going to help increase revenue for the network and improve listenership.
Well, that'll be part of the work. I think that's an ample opportunity to bring something like that into the subcommittee.
Yeah, yeah. And really to try and investigate that and document it so that we have,
yeah,
when it comes back to us as a larger group, we have something upon which to make our recommendations.
Okay.
William.
I need to discuss.
Hold on. Who's
William,
that?
William. William and Eileen.
Yeah, Eileen.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I heard Eileen first.
No, William.
I could be
first.
My ears could be distorted. Okay. Let me chair the meeting, Nancy. William, you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
I just think that the previous speaker talking about making sure that any bylaw amendment makes money for Pacifica or something, there's nothing, anything remotely
that
like
question?
That in the bylaws or in the intention of the bylaws, and I would be totally against anything absurd like that.
Okay. Was that a question or was that a comment, William?
That's a comment saying that I'm against that idea, yes.
Okay, thank you. Eileen?
Yeah, in a way, I have a couple of things. In a way, echoing what William just said, but not in the same way, I'm not sure the Governance Committee and the Bylaws Review, if it's appropriate for it to focus on improving listenership and income. That's kind of somebody else's wheelhouse, I think, like programming and the ED and obviously we want our bylaws to make us function better, and we'd hope that would be one of the outcomes, but I don't think that should be our main guiding principle for looking at the bylaws. Not in quite that direct a sense. That's my first point. My second point had to do with how to recruit new people. If you want people to be helping on the subcommittee, I would suggest that, I don't know, I don't think the doors should be thrown open to just anybody who feels like expressing an opinion. I think people need to be required to have actually read the bylaws and thought about them and, to bring something substantial if they're going to help. Because otherwise, you guys on the subcommittee are going to be overwhelmed. I mean, I could see this happening, being overwhelmed by people who haven't looked at them carefully and who, I don't know, it runs the range of what you could get in there. So I think you just need to have some discretion about how you do this, how you recruit people. I think I'm done there.
Thank you, Eileen. Good point.
Carol, for this, Doc.
Go ahead, Carol.
Point of information, I guess it is. It's 7:30, and our agreement is that these meetings go for 2 hours. So I'm going to get off, but I want to thank everybody, and good luck.
Thank you, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for attending.
Bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Bye. Okay. All right, so we have a date, Wednesday, the 23rd at 8:30 Eastern Time. Is that workable for you, Nancy?
I'm fine. I can come at any time.
Okay, cool. All right, so who's going to be on this subcommittee? I know Beth is on it. I'm on it. Anybody else want to be on it? And Jim needs to know if he's on it. Go ahead,
Arnie. I was trying to find that in my notes, and I can't, but I could if I probably spent more time on it.
I think
okay,
Michael
so why don't you,
on it.
Why don't you do it at your convenience,
four.
Eileen, and send me a list,
yeah,
and I'll set up the conference call number, and I'll send it out, and we'll meet.
Lawrence, and this is James. May I be recognized when you're ready?
Yes, James.
William.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, James. Who else?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you. Could you put me on that list also? Because I think I would like to join if I can, and I would like to know, just in case I am on the committee, I would, you know, need to be aware that I was, my presence was required.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Could I get that?
William also volunteered.
Thank you, William.
Join.
Okay. So that's Nancy, Lawrence, William, James, and somebody
Beth?
Else, right? Carol,
Beth.
Beth.
Eileen Beth.
Yes.
Am I on mute? No,
oh,
Eileen
Beth. Beth. Okay. Sorry.
And you, right?
Eileen?
No, I did not sign up for this.
Okay.
Okay. Nancy,
well,
with
I tried.
Question. Nancy, with a
go
question.
Go ahead, Nancy. I'd like to give this another 10 minutes and then we're going to end.
Yes. No, I have a question. Can we just invite the committee? And we can say, well, these people volunteered, but the committee members are still welcome to join. It doesn't have to be just only these people that volunteered. I think Mr. White, didn't he volunteer to be on this? Michael? Did he go? Anyway. Sorry. I thought he volunteered.
Yeah, Michael's still here.
I think Michael did volunteer. Michael DDYBI, did you volunteer to be on this committee?
Oh, now he's not here anymore. I think he's
gone
from the call.
All right, great.
1, 2, 3, 6, 7 of us here. All right.
Lawrence, Lou,
yeah.
To the stack, please.
Go ahead, Louis. You haven't spoken. I'm glad to hear you. Go ahead, Louis.
Well, I stay quiet when I need to, and I do. My point would simply be that let's remind each other that we had a very lengthy and a very democratic election about the proposed amendment, bylaw amendments, which, as I'm sure we all recall, went down, I think, by 62% to 38%. All I'm saying here is fine. I support there being a committee to look at the bylaws, and there are problems within the bylaws as they are now. I certainly acknowledge that. But I hope we're not going to reinvent that process, which was voted down nationally, to satisfy any particular agenda. I think that would be a dangerous step. Thank you.
You know, it's usually the person that speaks last speaks most powerfully. And thank you for your comment, Louis. And I agree with you. Who else wants to, should we move on to the next item? We have a tentative date. I'll send out the call number with the code to the committee, and we'll take it from there. We need
Mr.
to know
Chair,
this, do we need to know this? Hold on, James.
Go ahead,
do we need to know this a subcommittee meeting, Eileen? Do you know?
I do not
James?
Know. Does anybody else?
I'm sorry, what was
William,
the question?
William believes yes.
Yeah.
My wife was just cut
you have
off.
To notice
know.
A subcommittee meeting? Is that what the question was? I believe so,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, so
William.
That's... On that... Eileen, can you please notice it, since you have posting privileges?
What I'm saying is I don't know if it exists, you know, for it to be able to
well, this that. This subcommittee does exist because we did create it. We impaneled it. We just never convened
it. Okay. But does it exist on KPFTX? That's the question.
It's Michael White. I was cut off a moment ago. Do I need to do anything?
Oh, there you are. Good.
Thank you for coming back, Michael. Were you on the committee for this bylaw thing?
I'm a little like James. You know, I know that I probably had an impulse to join, and I don't remember exactly the way it worked. The Saturday, you know, Saturday dates and that kind of thing is terrible for me. But
we changed it to next Wednesday. Nancy, let me chair the meeting, please.
Sure.
We change it to next Wednesday. Michael D.D., why?
Anyway, I do have bylaw experience. I've, amended bylaws.
You do.
Quite a few corporations.
Okay, you're on this subcommittee. No
okay,
argument.
So I'm going to send out a conference call number, Michael, along with a code for next Wednesday at 8:30 Eastern Time. And we'll limit that meeting to no more than an hour and a half. I cannot do more than that because I'm just like you, Nancy. I'm a worker and I try to be a doer.
So, I'm sorry. Shall I show it as? Is it going to be a shared or open, or is it executive session?
No, it's open because there's no proprietary stuff. It's open.
Right, but it's not going to be streamed. Okay, we'll talk about that offline.
Okay.
Should be streamed or at least recorded.
Yeah, I agree.
Is there a problem with streaming? I don't see what the problem is. It's not.
You need somebody to do that.
James for the
streamer. Okay.
Nancy,
I'm sorry. I'll move
it's okay.
Myself.
Don't be sorry. Just try to, whatever you could do. James, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in and say that there's been a problem for Otis because now many of the local station board committees are being streamed and recorded and they need to be put on KPFTX. And Otis has been overwhelmed, so I think he's limiting the amount of streaming that he does. And I don't know whether he's limiting it to subcommittees, but that's the issue, I think, at the current time.
Yeah, I'll talk to
because
Pauline.
Because of COVID, everything's being streamed and recorded.
Yeah, I don't want to bother Otis, so I'm going to talk to Pauline and see if she can stream it. If that's what we agree to.
Or just record it and make it available later?
Okay. Paulina probably cannot do because she could not do tonight, right? It's the same time, Wednesday night.
Oh, that's right.
She's busy.
That's right.
Yeah, she's busy at night. So Otis.
I think she could. Hold on one second, please. I am not going to ask Otis. That's a decision that I'm making. Otis is completely overwhelmed. He is working too hard as it is. So I'm not going to ask Otis. I'm going to ask Paulina if she could put us on the stream and then leave. I'm sorry to be so assertive there, but I just think that Brother Otis is doing a lot of work, and there has been more meetings asking to be streamed because of the pandemic. So I want to try to spread the joy. I could also ask Fred Blair from KPFK.
I'm putting a note on here.
Okay.
On the meeting that's saying we will advise if we are able to have this meeting streamed or if we will post a recording afterwards. Just to put
that sounds great, Ali.
We don't know yet. Okay. All right. Let me just add it. Okay.
Okay. Next item.
Next item.
Next item,
Ali.
I believe it's yours.
Yeah. Did people have a chance to look at the email I sent out a couple of days ago that I had promised?
I have not been able to do anything this week, so I have not taken a look.
What about other people?
Mm-hmm. I did look at it, but I'm going to ask you to... Oh, I'm sorry. Could I be recognized, Chair?
Yeah, James, go ahead.
I did look at it, Eileen, and I just saw it a minute ago, but now I have to search for it again. Can you remind me when you sent it so I can find it easily? And maybe everybody else could as well.
Let's see. I found it a few minutes ago, but...
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Let me go back then.
Folder.
I'm deep into my history looking for it.
Give me 1 second.
I'm going to look for it too right now.
Is it
governance emails
following
now?
Up?
Hang on.
Does it say following up?
No, it's not that one. It's not that one. Damn it. following up on a few points. No, that one was just for you. So it was before that. Give me one second. Here it is. I failed to put a subject line in there, but it was sent on Monday, the 14th, at 7:14 p.m. Eastern.
This is Lou. I found it, yes, here.
Good.
I still haven't found it. Can you send it again, please? I'm sorry to request that.
I have to send it to everybody. Bye to all.
I got it. No subject. I have it. Thank you, Eileen.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry.
I can put a subject in it now. Distinctions between bylaws.
September 14. I found it.
Policies. Processes, whatever. Something. Okay. That. So the point of this was to, because we were kind of throwing everything into the bylaws subcommittee bag, and I thought maybe not everything belongs there. I'm not entirely sure about some of them, but I wanted to clarify what I thought, how I was thinking about each of these things, at least, and, you know, you can decide if you agree or are thinking about something else. But so I just read this for the benefit of the listening public. It's not too long. The bylaws, as I understand things, the bylaws subcommittee would review the current bylaws, identifying bylaws that fail to completely define an issue, that cause delays and complications, that are in conflict with each other, etc. We would probably want to ask other people for inputs as to what they'd like to see changed or what their suggestions are. I'm just going to move forward from there. Then the idea about the resolutions was to go through earlier PNB minutes going back X number of years to pull out resolutions that affect how things are done, that reinforce or rescind other resolutions, etc. Because sometimes we don't know what resolution is in force, you know, or what was decided about this or that. So, you know, some of us, Nancy and I especially, were talking about that we need to do that. But we need to make sure to have a system for coding them and organizing them so we can search for them. You know, so that we can say, okay, this resolution pertains to personnel and how they can be, I can't think of anything offhand. But, you know, to make each resolution able to be found if you're looking for it, or you could search on everything that has to do with personnel to see what resolutions do exist, something along those lines. So we need a system for it, but I've got a couple of ideas, but I won't go into those. Then policies, this is number three. We have some of them, but not all that we need, and these are distinct from bylaws. I think some people thought that policies were the same as bylaws, but I was talking about a different kind of policy. We have, for example, we have personnel policies, and most of them they're contained in the employee handbook, and I think that's pretty complete. We need to finish or finalize a policy for documents, retention and destruction. We need financial management policy. We need maybe operations or programming policies, things like that that can be turned into, manuals, essentially, what are our internal ways of doing things, and get some consistency across the network, too. So, you know, there are others. I know we have a whistleblower protection policy. We have a sexual harassment policy. We have conflict of interest policies. There might be others, gift acceptance, donor privacy, joint ventures, investment policies. So those kinds of things. Not so much the bylaw-Z kinds of policies, but I don't know if you'd call these more operational. So that's really what I wanted to be able to distinguish between or among bylaws, resolutions, and policies. The fourth point on this email was just to describe what I meant about online documents collection and organization, which is to, you know, get things off people's personal PCs and, you know, have them all in one place. Whether it's, could be all the above manuals would be like one collection of things, all the minutes, another collection of things. I had made that Excel chart that I shared with everybody a while back that was like, think of it as almost a, you know, a directory or a tree or, you know, that you might see in Dropbox or Windows Explorer where we could just have systems for stashing things because we lose things. You know, they fall in the cracks and then nobody knows where they are. So I hope this clarifies things for the purposes of this conversation.
Thank you, Eileen.
Questions, comments, or anything else?
I think that's well. Go ahead. Any comments or any concerns?
This is James.
Go ahead, James.
I just want to say that's very well thought out, and I see the encyclopedic reference that you have there, which is very good. And maybe you could give me some policies or retention for idiots so I could read up on that if there's
yeah.
if such a thing exists.
Well, James, that won't apply to you, man.
Well, I'm sure that all of this stuff, you know, we don't need to reinvent these wheels. I'm sure all of this has been thoroughly created elsewhere. Yeah. And, you know, it's very good to have these references. And I do think Eileen did a great job here in summarizing kind of where we are, what we need, and where we can go if we so choose. So I just want to thank her. Thank you, Eileen. And I think it's very important. I think we need to do some of these things, very much so.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are more. You know, there are more I haven't thought of. Like, it just occurred to me, there's nothing there about IT, you know. Who runs it, who does what, which part, website, you know, equipment, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, things like that we need to know because...
Yes. May I follow up, Chair?
And they take their knowledge with them, and, you know, what we think?
I was just asking the Chair if I could follow up because I forgot
to say. Yeah, go ahead. You're in the colloquy with Eileen, so go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lawrence. Yeah, and I just wanted to say that, you know, since I've been working in the Finance Committee as Chair, it's maddening all the things that are needed that we can't find. I know you've experienced that in the audit committee. There are things you need to know. You're trying to get the audits done, and then you don't know where to find things or they're unavailable. And this is so important to move the audits forward, to keep the financial records together. And I even remember one time we had a question in Texas about whether some members of the LSB had been removed improperly, and the question was whether their status had changed because they hadn't kept up their membership or if they'd gone from listener member to staff or from staff to listener member and vice versa. And nobody knew. And it turned out that Grace, because she's been around for a long time and apparently has all of her emails since the day she was born, was able to find this, but there we are relying on a single individual to tell us what we've done, and that's not, you know, even though I didn't have any doubts about it at the time, that's not satisfactory. We need to have a way where everybody can look and everybody can know, and there's agreement on what was done in the past. So, again, very, very important. Thank you, Eileen.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jane. So, you know, we formed another
subcommittee. So where do we go from here? I mean,
for the document stuff, and I haven't really convened it, and now I have a full-time job, and, you know, time is finite, at least my weekly time is finite. So, I don't know. I have notes about things I should do or people I should talk to, and I will do it eventually, slowly. But the other things on the agenda, we've kind of covered completely covered two out of three of them.
What's the last
thing? Nancy, are you still here? Sorry?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, the one thing we haven't really covered is the compilation of the resolutions from PNB Minutes. But I would suggest that maybe you and I just talk privately, offline, about how to do that.
Yes, I would like to say something, may I, about that?
Yes, Nancy.
The example that James just talked about, like when board members change their status, like a staff, you know, lost their show, is no longer a staff, but was kicked off the KPFD LSB because they don't have 30 hours of staff work in the previous 3 months. It was kind of stupid. But we have a national director presently who was voted on that in 2009, and she did not remember at all. So that was, I think that 2008 and 2009 has not been done. These are the two oldest ones. I think we should target our energy on getting those because the more recent years, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, a lot of us have been around during that time and we might, not have so much bad memory problems. But 8 and 9, see, I wasn't even here. I mean, I started volunteering the fall of 2009, so this is all. I'd like to start with 2008, but I don't know what.
Just
what
to tell people
the,
what this is about.
Okay, Nancy.
The resolution. PNB resolution.
Aline requested that you guys do that offline. Can you do that offline with Aline?
Yeah, but Aline is too busy now. She cannot do this thing. So we need more.
Well, she just asked if she could do it with you offline.
No, we need some more people. Two people is not enough. If somebody else is interested in this, we need help. I mean, because Aline is now working. Man, I may have to get a job too. I mean, it would be nice if somebody else would be interested in doing this. That's all.
Anybody else interested?
Can I add something?
Yes, please.
I did want to talk to Michael Adler about this since he's got some technical skills with,
he does,
I guess, databases and such. Does anybody else on this committee have some facility with databases? Is there anybody else that can consult about this?
So I would suggest that you, like you did yesterday, consult with Michael Novak and Michael Adler. Do you have Michael Adler's phone number? I could text it to you.
Who did I talk to? I talked to Novak, right?
Yeah, Novak, Michael
with
Novak,
you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, taking me to my doctor's appointment. Now the whole world knows.
Okay.
Anyway.
But Michael Adler knows about these things as well?
Michael's a good technical guy. He's a good database kind of guy. Yeah, I could tattoo his number.
Okay. Or email. And the other thing was that I said I would talk to Michael White about Zoom and alternatives. I don't know if you saw my email, Michael, that I sent you to see if we could talk, but you probably didn't see it because you would have answered me.
I'm sorry, I don't think I did see it, but I can search for it now that I know that it exists.
That's all right. It just said, when can we talk? So I'll send you another one. Okay?
That'd be great.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so are we exhausted with the agenda?
I think so.
Okay, so we'll talk again, some of us, next Wednesday. And then we'll, if any questions come up or any concerns, you have my email address and you're more than welcome to email me or whatever. You could also call me. I'm available.
Great.
Lawrence, may I just ask, when is our next meeting?
Our next meeting is the third Wednesday of the month. I don't know what Wednesday that is. but I could look it up right now.
Are you? Because I was looking at it in a minute ago.
I think we have two meetings on the calendar, one on the 21st and one on the 28th, and I wasn't sure about why.
Oh, let me go.
I think one is canceled.
I think they're both on the calendar still.
Okay, still on the calendar?
Check. That would be
The 21st is the one, is the next meeting, October 21st.
You are so right. I will go and cancel the one on the 28th in October.
Right. I thought you did, but you didn't. Okay.
No, it's still there.
Excuse me.
And
you said
there's one on the
second, the third Wednesday or the third Monday? Because the 21st is Monday. Correct?
No.
I'm looking at the calendar.
No, the October 21st.
October.
September 21st is a Monday. No, September 21st is it's a Monday, right?
October 21st.
Our next meeting, October 21st.
October 21st. Yeah.
Right. That's a Wednesday. I got it on my calendar.
The 23rd, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
My sister's birthday. I can't forget that. Thank you.
Don't forget it.
No, I won't.
She won't make you any more mac and cheese.
Lauren? This is Nancy. Can we have a conference again with
We're almost done. I got 1 minute before I go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. It won't take me too long to say it if you let me say it. We have the same conflict with WBAI Finance that we had tonight.
Well, but we had this meeting scheduled months in advance. Right, Arlene? We scheduled it for the whole year, I believe.
Yeah. It's scheduled through December.
So
we'll have to live with it.
Yeah.
Maybe BAI can meet a little earlier.
BAI. Finance and BAI is very important, yes, but
I'll have to get headphones with one on one line on one ear and one line on another ear.
No, maybe y'all can start earlier. BAI can start earlier than you can have you.
That's already 7 p.m. Eastern, so it's difficult for people who work.
Well, hopefully
earlier.
it won't be as controversial as it was tonight, which I don't understand how Pacifica meetings could be controversial.
It's just unbelievable. I can't fathom it.
Controversial. Okay. I don't understand that. That should never happen. Okay, so it's 8 o'clock over here on the West Coast. It's 11 over there on the East Coast. And I don't know what time it is over there, Nancy, but we are adjourning.
10 o'clock.
Okay, so we are adjourning.
Very well met, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good night,
everybody.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.